Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. It's tough to watch local television or listen to commercial radio or even drive on the highway without encountering an ad for a personal injury law firm.
In Milwaukee, there is one set of commercials that is especially ubiquitous.
Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Or maybe you've heard it in Spanish.
Les preguntamos a varios de nuestros clientes. ¿Qué significa? Una llamada es todo.
It's hard to separate Milwaukee attorney David Gruber from his one call that's all slogan, but it turns out that phrase does not originate with Gruber.
Milwaukee Magazine senior editor Matt Rohde tells the interesting story of one call that's all in the November issue of the magazine, and he's with us in the studio. Welcome back to Lake Effect.
Bud Beer.
It's hard to remember now, but there was a time when there were no commercials for law firms on television or on bus shelters or in the phone book. Remind us when advertising for lawyers actually became legal in this country.
It was 1977. There was a Supreme Court ruling that said, yes, it's okay for you to promote your services, because in this day and age, how is anybody going to know that you exist unless we unless you're allowed to advertise?
The thinking before then was that it just wasn't it wasn't appropriate.
It was unseemly to promote yourself in a field as sort of august and mannered as the law can be.
Commercials for law firms are really ubiquitous at this point, but it sounds like in 1977 the floodgates didn't exactly open. But you spoke with a firm that claims to have been the first to launch an ad campaign for legal representation. Where was this company?
It's called Group Matrix, and it got started in New Orleans. And shortly after that 77 ruling, they started signing up lawyers and starting the kind of advertising that you can hardly escape from these days on TV, on billboards. And one of their early clients was a guy named Morris Bart, who started out running print ads. But eventually, late one night, he was watching TV and saw an early infomercial for the Grapefruit 45 pill.
And who can forget the Grapefruit 45 pill?
Indeed. These commercials showed people who said, I still eat steaks and spaghetti and pasta and whatever I like to eat. And I still lose weight because I take the Grapefruit 45 pill.
You won't catch me squeezing grapefruit anymore. Anyway, you already know about Grapefruit 45. It's a grapefruit substitute only, and that's all it is.
And
he sort of had an epiphany, right?
Yeah. He was fascinated by this. He thought, this is the way of the future. How can I make an advertising vehicle like this? So he called up this guy named Richard Sackett, who was his advertising manager.
This is the guy with Group Matrix.
Right.
And the rest is history?
The story is a little bit fuzzy on exactly how it came down, but they had some kind of bull session where they tossed around ideas at Sackett's house. And
we're imagining a Mad Men sort of scene here.
right. They're saying one call is all it takes. All you need is one call. They wanted to – this one call was the center of what they were trying to get at. They wanted people to think of a phone call to a lawyer like taking a single Grapefruit 45 pill. And they eventually stumbled upon one call, that's all, and then – which has that assonance, I believe, is the proper term between – call. No, it's just straight up rhyme. Is it?
Yeah,
call?
It is a rhyme. Yeah, one call, that's all. Yeah, this is late 70s, early 80s.
I believe the
mid 80s. I'm sorry. Yes,
right, the mid 80s. Went up on TV pretty quick, and it seems to have done a lot to push his firm along into crossing multiple different states. Now he covers four different states in the South.
Well, and so how and when did it find its way to Milwaukee and David Gruber's firm?
It was the early 90s, I believe. The late 90s, he got a cold call from a TV station in town and said, hey, have you thought about doing advertising? And Gruber, the young personal injury attorney, thought, well, maybe I should do that. And so he cast around for different firms that could make a commercial for him, and he ended up buying into this one call that's all template. And now it's like you can hardly escape it in Milwaukee, and it's infected our subconscious.
And there are no trademark issues with it being a slogan that other lawyers have used in other parts of the country?
The only real battle that I came across was one in Las Vegas when a couple different lawyers were trying to use it at the same time, and one of them ended up withdrawing his claim. But as long as the trademark law is it's kind of a war of differing legal interests. It has a lot to do with locality, and as long as you're using the slogan where nobody else is using it, you tend to have rights for it. You can apply for a national trademark, which sort of extends your rights, but only to a certain extent, and then things become very arguable. For example, if you take out a national trademark and you somehow want to horn in on the Philadelphia area, but attorney Susan Witherspoon is already using One Call That's All in the Philadelphia area, so who has the rights at that point? And it gets pretty sticky. But for the most part, these lawyers have set up their own little fiefdoms, like Gruber's in Milwaukee or Glenn Lerner's in Las Vegas or Morris Bart's in the New Orleans and the South.
I imagine people from Milwaukee doing a double take when they go to the South or to Las Vegas and they hear somebody else using that slogan.
Right. I mean, I thought Gruber had come up with it for many years, and I thought he was kind of a genius for coming.
Well, and you spoke with the man himself. What is his philosophy on how that phrase has come to be associated with him?
He's somewhat humble because he got it from somebody else. He's pretty amped up personally about how successful it's been. And it's somewhat of a burden because he says he walks down the street and people say, "Hey, one call, that's all." He goes to Brewers games and people are cracking jokes. And
in the restroom, for example.
Right. was one example he gave. And he's hard not to spot when he walks down the street because he's a really tall guy. People say, "You would have got a bumper sticker that says one call, that's all. You got a tattoo. Is it going to be on your is it going to be on your tombstone?" The kind of firm he runs is very particular to personal injury cases. It does as much negotiating with insurance companies than it does spending time in court. I mean, these cases rarely go to trial. It's almost a kind of negotiation you could do on your own to a certain extent, but
it would probably take more than one call.
Right.
Matt Rohde, thanks.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
Matt Rohde is senior editor at Milwaukee Magazine. His article on the One Call That's All slogan is in the November issue.